Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Echo Becca Show with your host, Becca. And thank you all so much for tuning in to today's episode. As always, please, please, please make sure you share episodes with people. I'm trying to grow my audience a little bit. So on that note, if you have anything that you want to hear from me, please, please send me an email as well. So two things I would like you to do, share and send me an email. As always, my email is in the show notes. It's heckabeckashow@gmail.com. So today's episode is going to be really interesting. I went through an interesting experience that most late 20-year-olds go through, and I am kind of excited to talk about it. So let's go ahead and dive right in. So I recently went to my 10-year high school reunion. Now, I actually planned this event. And how I was chosen to be the planner was I was the senior class president in high school. And one of the duties that is typically part of the presidency is you say, yes, I am willing to put together a 10-year reunion in 10 years. Now, I don't think anybody's going to come after you if you don't do that, but it is something that the president usually does. So I knew that was one of my duties, and I knew that this time was coming. So for about a year, I've been kind of racking my brain around what I want to do or how I want it to look. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to leave this up to the people. I want people to vote on it. And, you know, participate in what they want this experience to be like. So that's what I did. I created a Instagram for the reunion. And I know not everybody was on Instagram, so it is a little biased. But I didn't have really any other way to contact people. A lot of people don't use Facebook, but there were people who were sharing what was happening on the Instagram on their Facebook, so that way Facebook people knew what was going on as well, which was really, really helpful. And so on Instagram, you know, I did the polls and everything, and so basically I asked, okay, when would you like your reunion? Spring, summer, or fall? Everyone voted in the spring, so then I said, which month? March, April, or May? And then everyone voted for April. So then I said, okay, these are the weekends that we could do. And so I picked some weekends that personally worked for me and I put those on the poll. But I felt like I was justified to do that because one, I was planning it. Two, I'm pretty sure I was the one that traveled the furthest to even go there. So, you know, whatever. But anyway, so I put the weekends up and then also the day. So I was like, okay, do you want it to be Friday night, Saturday during the day, or Saturday night? And everyone voted Saturday night. So I was like, cool, let's just make it 6 to 8. Super simple, just 2 hours, not a huge deal. And then a venue, right? Venue is always the big thing. Where are we going to do it? What's it going to look like? Blah, blah, blah. For me personally, I wanted something that was going to be super affordable for everybody. So somewhere that was free, but people can go buy whatever they want to buy. So if they want to buy food, if they want to buy drinks, that sort of thing, they can do that on their own dime. But we're in a space that is free. So if you really don't have any money, you can just come and enjoy the time, right? You don't have to pay for anything. So that was really what my thought process was behind trying to find places that were going to work like that. There was a couple local places, local bars and restaurants and stuff in my hometown. And there was one in particular that people voted on. So I put a couple up there and people voted for one that was an outside venue. I was like, okay, well, mid-April, sure, outside should be okay weather-wise. Right? Because that was kind of a thing that was in the back of my mind. And somebody else mentioned it to me too. They sent me a message and was like, hey, what happens if it rains and we're outside, you know? And so I was like, well, we have to see when we get there. So going up to the event, this particular venue, they wanted a package to be purchased, but I didn't know who was coming. I kind of had an estimate. I was estimating around 25 people, and that was just based off of asking a poll saying, hey, are you coming and are you going to bring somebody? And roughly, I'd say like 30 or 40 people said yes, but I'm like, not everybody's going to actually come. So let's mark it down to 25. And this venue, they did want some heads up. In particular, they wanted you to pay for like a banquet package if it was anybody, if it was any people over 25. So I was just kind of like, well, I'm just going to show up and just kind of say, hey, we happen to just all be together at the same time, but it wasn't really planned, which was silly on my part. Looking back at it, I know I just really was not thinking things through. That goes my party planning career. But no, it was really stressful to try to find somewhere that was going to be, everybody was happy with it. It was a space that we can get together in a large group, but also, like I said, had kind of a hands-off approach where I didn't want to do a banquet. I didn't want to do tickets and all that, because then I knew for sure people would not come. That was always a problem with our high school events, was people wouldn't come because even like a $5 dance, people were like, no, I'm not going. So that caused a lot of issues when money was involved. If money's not involved and people are not forced to go to something, they usually end up going anyway. It's kind of how I see it. So that was something that I've learned from the past, and I wanted to kind of continue that moving forward, saying, okay, what's something that we can do for free, that people can kind of come and go as they please. So we get closer to the week, and that whole week it was 85 degrees there. And then one day, the one day that we're having the event, it rains. But honestly, I feel like God was really helping us out, because he sent that rain to tell us not to go to the outside venue. He wanted us to go somewhere else, right? And so very last minute, I was like freaking out. I was calling one of my friends, and she was like, don't worry, I will call this one place, see what they can do for us. You call this other place, see what they can do, and we'll kind of figure it out from there. And I said, okay, thank you. So she called this place, and they were so kind and generous. So this place is two stories. It's a restaurant and a bar. And the top floor also has a bar, but it's also seating. So it's made for events, and you can buy packages and that sort of thing. But we called and we were like, hey, you know, I have about 25 people coming with me. Is there anything we can do? Maybe sit outside, because they did have like a covered patio area with fire pits and stuff, so that would have been okay with the weather that it was. It would have been fine to sit out there, but they were like, no, don't worry about it, just go ahead and have the top floor. I think because nobody had booked it, so they were like, yeah, it's open, just go ahead and have the top floor, but we're not going to have service up there, so you have to have people come downstairs and order, and then we'll bring the food up there, bring the drinks up there. But they're like, just, yeah, you can have that space for you guys, that's it. And so they were just so generous. So I was like, yes, yes, let's do it. And so we went there, and it was amazing. I was so nervous and so scared. And I was also kind of had this like whatever attitude about it. But it was really, really nice. It was great for people to be able to come and go as they please. And people mingled. They had their little groups. There was other people who were bouncing around, trying to say hi to everybody, you know, and I got a lot of positive feedback on it, and I was just so happy with how it turned out. Like I said, people were able to come and go as they pleased. And then, you know, it was getting around 8:30, so people stayed a little bit longer, but the place was going to close at 10. So I was like, well, let's wrap it up. And if you guys want, we can move to another place. And they were like, yeah, yeah, let's move to another place. So a good group of people decided to go to another place, and then the rest were like, no, I'm gonna go home, or I'm gonna go downtown and go out, whatever, which was totally fine. And that's what I wanted, right? My goal for this reunion was to have it be kind of a meeting area, and then y'all go in your little groups to wherever else you want to go to, right? That was kind of my vision for it, and that's what happened. So I was part of the group that went to this other bar in town. And we were just like playing pool and talking and just having a really, really good time. We stayed out till probably like 11 o'clock, and it just worked out so well. And again, I got so much positive feedback about it. I'd say in total there was close to like 40 people that showed up, and that's really good. I mean, my class was like over 400 people, so it's like a 10% of the class, but I was surprised because I thought nobody was going to come, especially with the weather. A lot of people were telling me, oh, I have to cancel. I can't go anymore. Have fun, blah, 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 whatever. And there was a lot of people who were like, oh, I'm out of town that weekend, yada, yada. But you know what? Overall, it was really, really great. The people that went really, really enjoyed it. And it was just really nice to have that experience. I know a lot of people struggle with their high school years. They say it's kind of the worst years of their lives and all of that. For me personally, I was super involved in high school. I was cheerleader, I was leadership, I was student government. I was doing all the things all the time. Like, I just always wanted to be on campus. So I would come early, I would stay late. I was just busy, 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 right? Like, I ran that campus. And it was just interesting, people coming up to me and, you know, they were like, oh, like, you know, I never really talked to you in high school. And I was like, yeah, I know, like, I recognize you, but our circles kind of didn't intertwine. Or there was people who our circles were mixed, but me and that person didn't have a conversation. So it was so nice to be able to kind of come together with other people and talk to them and kind of re-meet them, I guess you can say, reintroduce myself. Because there was a lot of people who were like, who's on this page? Who's running the Instagram? Who's doing this event? And I would say, Becca, I was the high school president, right? And people would be like, sorry, I don't know who you are. And I'm like, that's okay. You can meet me at the event. So it was almost like a reveal, right, of who I was. But kind of going back to people's experiences. So yeah, I was able to talk to people, kind of get an idea of what people's experiences were like. And I was just really surprised because people who I thought were going to go to the event didn't. So a lot of people who were super involved in high school and like did all the things, they didn't come. And it was mostly people who were a little bit quieter, kind of like band people, or it was a dynamic group, I would say, for sure. It wasn't like the jocks came and then the cheerleaders were there. Like, it was a really interesting group of people. It was like a little bit of everybody that showed up. But yeah, I was just kind of surprised that the people who were super involved in high school didn't come to the high school reunion. And all that to say, you know, however you process and cope with your growing up and, you know, your experiences, just make room for people to change. Make room for people to be different. Because I think I was going into it with, you were so involved in high school, that's how you are right now. And that's not the case, right? I happen to be kind of that way, but also I've learned to take a step back. And so I have to show that grace to other people, saying, hey, you know, yeah, you were super involved in high school, but now you don't want anything to do with the high school. That's okay too. You know, and then there was people who never really showed up to any events, but then they came to the reunion and I was like, hey, like, you're here. Wow. You know, and so that was just really cool to see everybody interacting with each other. Just kind of seeing this dynamic going on. It felt really, really special. And I was super happy with how it turned out. And like I said, I really think God was looking out for us with that weather, because it would have been a disaster if we were at the other place. They apparently had two other parties that showed up that were really big, and there just wouldn't have been any room for us. And so I'm just really grateful and thankful that God intervened majorly with this event. And I'm grateful for my friends who gave me the emotional support and helped me, you know, find last minute places and changes, and, you know, making these last minute decisions to help make this event possible was really, really amazing. And that was my experience with my 10-year high school reunion. I know a lot of people probably are like against their high school reunion, and like I said, that's totally fine, that's up to you, but I liked it. I was able to catch up with people who I haven't seen in 10 years, or even before that, I was really close with them in elementary school, and I was able to catch up with them now. And, you know, because we probably had a falling out in high school or whatever. And so I was just really, really grateful and thankful for my time to go to the reunion. You know, it's one night. I traveled. Okay, so this is another story on the side. So that was the reunion, right? This is how I got to the reunion. I was literally in town for less than 24 hours. I flew into town at 12 p.m. on Saturday. Well, the plane was a little late, so I didn't really get there until like 12:30. And then my plane was leaving at 12 o'clock on Sunday. So I was literally just there for one night, but it was worth it. Honestly, all the chaos and the headaches and all of that, it was worth it. The traveling and the stressfulness of that, it was worth it as well. I just felt so happy to be home, see my people for a little bit, and then go to the reunion, see some more people for a little bit that I haven't seen in a long time. And so that was just really, really nice. So if you have a high school reunion coming up, hopefully this encourages you to kind of be a little bit more open-minded about it. I know a lot of people have their reservations when it comes to high school reunions, but just try to have an open mind. I'm telling you, you never know what the experience will be like. And it's one night of your life, you know. I don't know what a lot of other people do for their reunions, but I just wanted it to be chill. And I kind of think that was how most of the reunions at my high school were. And my high school was the only high school in town, so everybody went there, you know, in the town. So it's kind of a big deal. But also, just be open-minded. I guess that's all I'm saying, is be open-minded about trying to have this new experience. And you just never know what could happen. So hopefully that encourages you to keep an open mind if your high school reunion is coming up, or if you have been to your high school reunion. I would love to hear those stories as well. You know, there's always some drama. There was drama at ours too, but that's okay. You just get through it. I was like, I'm too old to deal with this, but you know what? We're going to deal with it and it's going to be fine. And it was fine. It worked out. Everybody, for the most part, had a great time. I got a lot of positive feedback about it. So just be encouraged to have an open mind about your 10-year high school reunion, or 20, 30, whatever. Sometimes it's okay to reconnect with your past. Just sometimes it also can be healing too. Somebody sent me a message that was like, this really helped me heal and close a chapter of my life. So thank you for doing that for me, and or having this event for me to go to. And I was like, wow, that's very deep. But yeah, it can kind of help heal, or I don't know, people just take from it what they will, you know. So like I said, have an open mind, possibly try to go if you can, and just see what happens. You never know, maybe you'll be healed, maybe you'll have a good laugh, maybe you'll just end up leaving early and hanging out with your other friends. I don't know. But all that to say, that was my experience with my high school reunion, and I would love to hear your experience. So please feel free to email me your experiences, any episodes, topics that you want me to go over. I would greatly, greatly appreciate that. And thank you all so much for listening to today's episode. I will catch you in the next one. Take care.